At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Throw Hook, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is Play?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. All right, as the phone line has been all day, it's a POS. Yeah. So you gentlemen will be playing amongst yourselves.
Cool.
And today you have your choice of one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Stu, hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
A man in Seattle was arrested for assaulting another man with something in Belltown on Friday. About 6:50 p.m., patrol officers responded to a disturbance in an alley near First Avenue and Blanchard Street.
Shocking.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Two men had gotten into a fight. And one wounded the other with his weapon of choice. Officers separated the men and applied first aid to the injured man, who had a severe cut on his arm and a head injury with significant blood loss.
Oh.
57-year-old man, he was taken to Harborview in serious but stable condition. Meanwhile, police arrested the suspected assailant, noting the circumstances leading up to the incidents are under investigation. That was the second police call Friday in the city involving that specific weapon.
No way.
But a different person. At about 3:20, a couple hours before that, officers responded to reports of someone walking around the Green Lake area, waving something at people. Officers located the person nearby. He was arrested. So the question is, what was Friday's Seattle weapon of choice, gentlemen? Was it a crowbar? Was it an axe? Was it a pipe? Or was it a sword? So crowbar, axe, pipe, or sword?
Seattle weird. Sword.
Yeah, I was right there with you, Miles, but I'll take the pipe.
Taking the pipe.
I'll go old school. Give me the axe.
The axe. The body spray can.
Yes.
Okay.
What were these two assaults? What was the item used there? Was it a crowbar, an axe, a pipe, or a sword? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Gregory, send me with your best shot on Profile This. We stay right here in Seattle for a doubleheader.
Double, I know.
Yeah, we start off in Belltown where somebody was attacked. 57-year-old man, bleeding, head wounds, had to go to the hospital. Then later on, not the same person, but the same thing was used as a weapon, or at least someone was waving it around in Green Lake.
In Green Lake, yeah.
I don't know if they attacked anyone.
Now, as far as I know, the person in Green Lake, they're just walking around the lake swinging this thing. Obviously, that makes other people uncomfortable. They call the cops. Cops determine, yeah, maybe you should come with us.
Question is, what was this weapon of choice? Crowbar, axe, pipe, or a sword?
Yes, indeed. Miles, you said this is Seattle. We know how people roll here, so you went with the old sword, which, honestly, that would have been my guess.
D&D you.
Yeah, based on Seattle itself, because that's how Seattle rolls.
Now,
Mike, you went old school to someone with a pipe.
Yeah.
You, like, worked for the
Served
mob
the
or
pipe.
Something.
Like Clue.
Yes.
Now, then, Ted, you went, as you said, old school.
Axe.
Went with the axe.
And you are correct, sir.
Yep. An axe.
Okay. Mike, what kind of character carries an axe? Like an elf or...
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan?
Yeah.
An elf?
Kind of
elf
like Lord of the Rings.
A dwarf.
Dwarf.
That's different than an elf, man.
Same height.
No, elves
not
are tall
true.
And the Lord of the Rings
are
short.
Elves are tall and dwarves are
only
short.
Only Santa's elves are short.
Yeah, he got the stunted elves.
He did.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I believe it was last week I was in here talking about I had seen the new F1 movie.
Yes.
And what else did I bring up about it besides it was good?
The Brad Pitt was shirtless a lot.
And looking good.
And looking good, yes.
Came up a lot this weekend, too.
Did it come up a lot this weekend, or did you mention it a lot this weekend?
If I mentioned the movie, I mentioned how Brad Pitt looked.
Okay.
Yeah. And as the nights got later, my description changed a little bit.
He was sexy.
Yeah, basically. Also, I should mention my brother went to see it over the weekend himself. And as I say, my sister-in-law, I don't think she's ever watched an F1 thing in her life. Which she liked
now
it too.
Fan.
Well, it's tough with sports movies because you have sports nerds like me who can overanalyze it.
Right.
So like I said, they do a good job of towing that line of like cheesy, but explaining kind of what's going on in the sport too. With it. You know what I mean? Like, so as somebody that likes the sport, I wasn't annoyed. And if you don't know the sport, it teaches you just enough.
Okay. What was the movie with Keanu Reeves where he played quarterback and they're like the Sharks or whatever? Gene Hackman maybe was in it.
The Replacements?
The Replacements.
Yeah.
Is it like that where they're not allowed to use the licensed? No. So in other words, like, I mean, could you still have a, I don't know, Mercedes?
They called it F1.
No.
I got
a face. Filmed it after races. Like the Vegas scenes, they filmed the year I was there. The drivers are in it. And Thrill's correct. Okay.
If you call it F1, you got the licensing.
Right. If you just called it like
the NFL.
Right. The NFL didn't allow that. But Replacements was more of a funny one.
Sure.
Remember, because there was the famous one on ESPN that only lasted one season, I think called Playmakers or something.
Yeah.
That was awesome. But that one apparently was way too realistic. And the NFL was like, no. Stop that.
All right.
So you're accurately reflecting. So Brad Pitt is racing guys who are now racing.
Correct.
So the guys who are you watch on the weekend, same names are in that movie.
A couple of them are a little bit different just because, like, you know, they obviously couldn't have filmed it this year. So it's like a couple of the guys they mentioned, I don't think are in there right now. But yes.
Okay.
Like Lewis Hamilton's kind of a villain, right? Verstappen's kind of a villain.
True.
I like there's one episode where my guy, Pierre Gasly, gets on the podium and I was like, oh, nice. But like my brother was saying, like something happens in this movie where even though I know it's a movie, like the whole theater went quiet. And you were like, you know, okay. It's like, right, but you still know it's a movie.
Okay.
But anyhow, Brad Pitt looked amazing in it. Jesus.
Academy Award winner.
And then today, hot off the bazaar, Harper's Bazaar has, they put together a list of the fattest. 50 hottest men.
Oh, the fattest. The fattest.
I
like to think of myself as a fattest. A fart artist. A fart.
I just kept looking at that five, and the F kept coming out of my mouth.
That was one that used to burn my grandfather up.
What?
My grandmother. Ooh, he's fine. He could put his boots under my bed any day.
Oh, yeah. God damn, that sounds bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, he'd get fired up. He'd take a walk around the block.
The hottest list of men here goes all over from timeline. So we'll just start at number 15. Chris Hemsworth.
Right. Thor, right?
Right. That time he shared his Thor workout routine on Instagram. Yeah. Superman, Henry Cavill?
Cavill, yeah. Not the current Superman, but the Superman before this Superman.
Again, they gave him credit for his workout selfies and videos. Michael B. Jordan, showing off his boxing skills and insane muscles in Creed.
Yeah.
Right, I mean.
That's always in every Rocky-related movie. At some point, you're like, my God.
I told you last weekend, 4th of July weekend, I watched a bunch of Rockies, man. All those dudes were in shape.
Yeah, but they all worked out together. Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. Like, I was like, wow, I forgot how just ripped Carl Weathers was.
But I don't think, and I'm a thrill, I don't think it's that odd to think Carl Weathers had been to a boxing gym before.
He hadn't.
Like, Sylvester, he had?
So, the
damn
thing
it.
With Carl, right. We watched, my wife and I watched this thing on Rocky. And the three things that really stood out. One, when Carl Weathers kind of got the gig, they were like, you've done some boxing, right? And he's like, yeah, I've done some boxing, man. What do you think? I'm stupid. It's a boxing movie. He's like, I'd never been to a boxing gym in my life.
Oh, no kidding.
So we started watching Muhammad Ali and like old V8, like, okay, just try to do this thing. Because an actual boxer said he'd have gotten knocked out so quick just where his hands are. And he goes, I understood that, but that's why I made Apollo Creed kind of bigger than life. Like, I don't even have to fight traditional. You can't knock me out. That's why my hands are low. Mm-hmm. And he goes,
Ali fought like
that. But he goes, Right. And he goes, so I kind of modeled him after Ali. The second thing I remember was the Academy Award-winning song, Gonna Fly Now. So the guy that wrote that,
he's a guy that sounds like this, just this old burned-out New York. He's like, hey, this guy named Sylvester Stallone, I don't know what this guy is. I don't know anything about his movie. He's got enough money for like a 30-second song, all right? So I came, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He's like, good enough. I send it to him. I don't know anything about the movie. About a month later, he calls me back and says, look, I'm running out of money, but paying for music is cheaper than paying actors to speak. So he put together that montage, gonna fly now, when he runs up the stairs and jump. He put that in there because he couldn't afford to have anyone talk.
Oh.
And so he kept going to the music guy. He goes, look, man, I need like 45 more seconds. And this guy, he does this a couple of times. He goes, I wrote like a 4-minute goddamn song for this guy. And then when I finally see the movie, I'm like, that works out. It become one of the most, you know, epic cinematic scenes in movie history. And then the other thing, they're talking to Carl Weathers and Sylvester Stallone. They're talking about working with Mr. T. So Sylvester Stallone, you know, he's the guy behind all these movies. And he's like, man, we got to do something about Mr. T. Like, he keeps showing up like 2.5 hours late. You know, time is money. And he rolls in here with an entourage. And so Carl Weathers says, well, man, just say something to him. And he said, Sylvester Stallone looked at him and said, you say something to him. And he goes, so nobody did. We just let him roll in late.
You going to tell Mr. T to be on time?
I don't remember this one. Bill Skarsgård?
Oh, yeah. Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, he's the new It.
Was he It? Yeah.
Right. Crawling through the sewers is Pennywise. How much hotter can it get?
I don't know.
It's hard to beat a sewage clown.
I guess. Also sounds like something I'd say to somebody. Like, get out of here, you sewage clown.
Yeah. Or It.
He does it for the wife, though. She finds him attractive.
As It?
So are you not enough clown?
Wait, as
not
Pennywise?
I guess not.
So does he play Pennywise?
Yeah, he plays Pennywise, but she finds him attractive as Pennywise.
Well, not necessarily in the getup, no.
Okay, all right, that's what I was asking. I was like, wow.
But underneath the makeup in there.
Okay, yeah, like, sounds like you should dress up as Pennywise.
This dude.
Yeah, that goofy-looking man.
He looks like he was in his... He was in the womb for about 5 minutes too long.
Wasn't he also like Vision and the...
No, that's Paul Bettany.
Right. Sorry, I always get those two confused.
Put in there without makeup. I want to see what this dude looks like.
I think he's right here.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's just a normal
looks like Colin
guy.
Jost, I guess.
A little bit.
All right.
And then he's like, you know, Ronald McDonald's drug-addled brother.
Keanu Reeves makes the Harper's Bazaar list of 50 hottest men.
And you know he doesn't care.
He doesn't.
You don't find him attractive, babe? My wife just gave them,
They said dodging bullets in the Matrix and then donating 50% of his salary.
I was going to say, I think people just respect him more
guy.
Of a person.
Yeah, for sure.
So that goes a long way.
Although he's a badass as John Wick, sorry.
Yeah, John, when I finally saw the movie, I was like, that is good.
They're great.
Elvis Presley makes the list.
Come on.
Mainly for just shaking his hips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elvis Presley, you have no idea, Mike. It's kind of famous, like, at some of these beaches on the East Coast. And there's one Elvis impersonator. And, I mean, I know girls that I grew up with. And they would go down there just to see this guy. Or, like, if he was playing in Baltimore, they'd go see him. And I was like, he's an Elvis impersonator.
Right. It's not even Elvis.
But he did, like, the good-looking 50s Elvis.
Well, you know what nobody I mean? Does not, fat 70s Elvis.
Fat some
70s
do.
Elvis. Do they?
Yeah.
They're probably like, I got the body
up for
it.
The hubcaps.
I'm on there.
Jacob Eldor?
How do you say it?
Elordi.
Jacob, who?
The party scene in Saltburn?
Oh, did not see the movie.
God.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've not seen it, but apparently it gets a little intense and a little graphic.
Okay. Well, if a sewer clown can make the list, then certainly whatever this guy did.
This guy, I think most women like him. He's a giant dude, muscular.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, good call, Miles.
Is that right?
Jason Momoa.
Okay, all right.
I was going to say, he was also just mosh pitting at that concert.
He was.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopped off the stage.
You think Jason Momoa was good looking?
He also hosted the entire day's festivities.
Yeah.
He was the guy that came out in between all the bands. Yeah. People was going on.
Jason Momoa? Yeah, no.
Harrison Ford made the list from his sweaty, dirt-covered days as Indiana Jones.
He's aged well.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess he has.
Yeah.
I don't know, but him
still
is...
old.
But him
the good news with him is he saves all that money taking his wife out to dinner. Side tell it again?
All right, now here's the top five. Bad Bunny.
What?
They say
that's
just
a handsome dude.
He's in Calvin Klein ads, just as Calvin's.
Okay.
mean, that's why Mark Wahlberg got so famous before. I mean, Funky Bunch was only so good.
Man, and last time I was down in Arizona in the Phoenix area, he was at a concert there, and I had no intention of going. That crowd showed up.
Oh, really?
He brings the lookers as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a massive star. Huge. Like, I don't know a ton of his stuff, but I was shocked.
Huge.
Who's, like, the coolest guy right now in Hollywood? Everybody loves him.
Coolest guy in Hollywood.
Coolest guy
right
in Hollywood.
Now.
I think he's, like, 50.
50.
Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah. He is the coolest guy in Hollywood right now.
He is. And he even talked about it. He's like, now that I'm 50, I'm like a sex symbol.
Yeah.
If you wait long enough.
It
happened to me, too.
I remember when he was in Game of Thrones. He wasn't so pretty in that one at the end.
Boy, no, not the way he went out, man.
Again, we're talking about the 50 hottest men of all time. Lenny Kravitz made the list.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about, I'm sick and tired of listening to him on the station.
You hear him twice a day on the bedroom, rather than put on you.
But he's the only brother that I've ever heard of that goes to the gym to work out and still wears leather pants.
Because he's going somewhere.
That's what he says. I'm on the way. Still, everyone's going somewhere.
Because he's going to the grocery store. But of course, he's wearing leather pants.
Yeah. And Mike and I talked about it. There's a video of him just walking into a Buc-ee's and being like, I'm going to go try a Buc-ee's. But same thing. He's dressed around like Lenny Kravitz. He's dressed like Lenny Kravitz in leather pants and boots. And people are just like, is that Lenny Kravitz? And he's just like, yeah, like, of course it is.
Well, I remember I asked my wife, I can't remember. He showed some music thing happening on TV, like Jack White plays and all this. But Lenny Kravitz was there. And I'm like, I bet you he's the only person in this building that did not change to go on stage.
No.
Like, he literally shows up, you hand him a guitar, he plays, whatever he's wearing, that's, like you said, if he's going to KFC next, that is what he's wearing.
He's show ready all the time.
All the time.
He would just go to KFC in that, too.
He could.
And probably is on his agenda. He's like, I'm just going to stop at some KFC real quick.
Yeah, let it crab into KFC. I'd love to see that.
I like Miles' idea that he starts a conversation with. Lenny, do you want some ham? Yeah. Slice
I
it
want
thin.
Some ham and cheese. Want some ham and cheese.
Any extra sauces, Mr. Kravitz?
A little barbecue.
So the next two on the list are, unfortunately, already passed. Tupac Shakur.
All right.
They say rapping shirtless in the Hit 'Em Up music video. It's like he was rapping shirtless at most of it.
He didn't even have a shirt. Right. He didn't even own one.
If you find Tupac attractive and you're looking for a guy... Every brother in Baltimore has you.
Mm-hmm. There was a guy that worked at the Cluck U in College Park who looked exactly like Tupac.
Right.
He had the diamond stud in his ear. He would wear the bandana tied up front.
Yeah.
But if you ever said, hey, you look like Tupac, he would get
racist.
Mad. It's like, you don't need to wear the bandana like that. Like, come on, you know what you... And it wasn't just... You're right. That's what it would come off as. But it's like, it's not just because you're black. Like, you look like
you. Like Tupac, you know what I want to do as an experiment one time? See people's. I'm going to put on like Gene Simmons kiss makeup, right? Just go to the bar and look. You look like Gene Simmons. Like, why does everyone keep saying that?
Yeah, right?
The F is wrong with you.
And then number one on the list, a classic James Dean.
Oh, of course.
And they even say it. It's like, look, you shouldn't smoke, but him smoking a cigarette and the red jacket and Rebel Without a Cause, it just looks cool.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's probably the only one that made it look cool.
Smoke. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's probably a handful of guys. The bad guy or the cool guy are the only people that smoke. Right? In any movie, I don't even think you can show
it. I would say Robert De Niro in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
There's like a scene where stuff's about to happen and it's like the song's playing. And just the way he's like holding that cigarette and like drinking whiskey, you're like, all right. It looks cool. I'm not going to start smoking darts, but like, it does look cool. I can't lie about that.
Yeah,
most people that make smoking look cool on screen generally are not smokers.
Okay.
Like when they're doing,
I
smoked clothes or whatever on the set because my character called for me to smoke. But so they have a different way of holding things and a different way of moving their hands than a normal smoker. So even when you see them, you're like, why does that look so cool? It's like, because I don't smoke and I don't like it.
A buddy of mine who graduated in broadcasting with me, he went to work for NFL Films, someplace in Pennsylvania, like in the middle of outside of Philadelphia somewhere. So he worked for Steve Sable.
Yeah.
There is, according to him, from the last high school reunion, or maybe the first one, there is a reel of all the things that they've taken out. Most of it's like dudes ripping cigs on the side.
Of
the name of smoking a cigarette.
Correct.
Putting it out.
And they've got all these footage from like inside the locker room where you get accidental, you know, nudity. And,
yeah, of course.
So they have this whole reel of stuff that will never see the light of day anymore. You saw it at one point in time. So a lot of it, some of you haven't seen, some of it was out there, but they scrubbed
it. Dude, I watched a video. I was watching on ESPN Classic one night. It's like Oklahoma versus SC in like the 80s.
All right.
Right. So like Barry Switzer's Oklahoma comes down to a last second kick. And half the coaches are on one knee, and they're all smoking cigarettes. Just right, just like, oh, we make this kick. Let's see. Tonight you got the Home Run Derby, which is already in progress. You want to check that out. That's over on ESPN. I think people in Seattle have a rooting interest, as you got Cal Raleigh in there, big dumper. You know him if you see him. He's that famous.
Yeah, Chad.
Likes hummus, doesn't he?
What's that?
He likes hummus.
He loves hummus. That's what he told me.
Thank you, Chad. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go, folks. In Rochester, New York, on the lookout for a large cat that goes roar. Meanwhile, a man escapes jail in a laundry bag when one inmate walked out the door. Tenant doesn't pay rent for 7 years, leaves 3,000 empty beer cans behind. When you get a new kitten from a storm drain, that is quite the find. And a pet tortoise almost burns down an apartment. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to France, where the prisoners get crafty. An investigation has been launched and arrests have been made after a local inmate made an escape. The man was in prison serving several sentences with links to organized crime when he hatched his escape plan. He partnered up with a fellow inmate that was due to be released after serving his own sentence. And as he collected his things to make his way out of the prison and into the free world, our evil genius stowed himself away in the former inmate's laundry bag, thereby escaping by way of being walked right out the front
door.
Dude,
I need you to lose like 15 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got this.
No kidding,
or
man.
Get a roller bag,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, just don't eat for a week. I got you.
Right. Just skip the meals for a little while, bud.
Right now, 210, a little bit too much for the shoulder.
Right. You think they did practice? Throw them in the bag
seriously.
A little bit.
Like, all right. You're going to walk out, like, act like you're not stressed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dude.
Can you hold together, man?
I need you to lose like 10, 15. Come on.
And how small is this guy, and how big is
his laundry bag? That's what I mean.
Jeez,
I'm just assuming the guy's like, I don't know, 5'5", 5'6".
Right.
Something like that. Because you're right. Just the idea of carrying another dead weight because they're not helping you.
No.
Way, right?
And then hold perfectly still.
And then walk by guards and, like Miles said, act like I'm not really laboring to take this bag.
Good seeing y'all. I'm out into the free world now. He was eventually caught again after someone spotted him emerging from a cellar, and his accomplice has not been caught yet. But don't worry, that will happen. No, man, I didn't know he was in there.
I didn't know.
I just thought my clothes were heavy. In other news, over the water to London, where they get a story reminiscent of the Great Chicago Fire, but on a much, much, much smaller scale. The London Fire Brigade was called to a local apartment building that had gone up in flames and quickly moved in to put out the blaze. They were able to contain the fourth floor fire and minimize the damage, but also found a couple of animals that were taking refuge from the flames as well. The tenant's small dog and tortoise, who were both hiding under the stairs when the crews arrived. A short investigation following the rescue was conducted and found the source of the fire. It appears the tortoise that was saved had gotten a little quote-unquote naughty and knocked over the lamp next to its enclosure, which set off the fire.
I want you to think about something, right? There's no animal on Earth that enjoys fire.
No.
That's my father's theory of all things. Like, it's not a scary animal in the world if I got fire. Now, I understand the dog runs and hides. How fast do you think this tortoise moved? Because it's clearly
hiding.
He's
got a fireproof home.
I'm just saying, like, how fast do you think the tortoise moved? Like,
for me, Sparky. I've done it. Here it comes. From bad tenant pets to a bad tenant overall, we stick to the UK. A homeowner is coming forward about what is the worst tenant that he's ever encountered, and he wasn't even supposed to be a tenant. He and his wife had originally bought the flat for their daughter, but saw a friend that was down on his luck and homeless, and elected to rent it out to him for the low price of £30 a week, which is like 40 bucks a week for us. $120, $160 a month? Shoot, I'll take that all
day. Yeah, any of us would.
But according to the landlords, the friend only paid the rent for 1 week before he stopped communicating with the homeowners and paying altogether, where he lived for an astounding 7 years. Hmm. He paid rent once, and he lived there for 7 years. The homeowners tried multiple times to get him out of the house in a humane way, but the squatter knew his rights and refused to leave for that time. He eventually did move out, but not without leaving the entire building stuffed with beer cans, many of which filled with urine, as well as countless amounts of garbage and filth that he left behind as well. Hailing from a recent cancer diagnosis, and his wife is in no better health nor condition, the homeowners are now scrambling to fix the destroyed home and hope that they can get it back on the market. A GoFundMe was started with the family to help with the mounting repairs.
That is ridiculous.
It is. A guy is doing you a doggone solid.
Uh-huh.
Sees that you're down on your luck, and he's going to take you in. And that's
how you repay him.
That's how you thank the man.
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's wild. I don't get it. And just...
That's why you don't do good things for people.
Right? Like, look, okay, you're not
going to... No, you're right.
Yeah, I just stop.
Yeah, it never works out.
Yeah, if you were on fire, like, I have a fire extinguisher.
Exactly.
But if I put you out, what are you going to do? You going to pee in a beer can, leave it in my house?
Right.
I so just mind my business, Mike.
And, look, you're not going to pay your rent. All right, fine. You don't have the money for it, whatever. Why are you leaving the filth behind?
Right.
Why are you leaving so much trash behind? Why are you not using the toilet?
That's a good point.
Like, I get it. He's not going to leave the house because he doesn't want to be accosted by the homeowners. He doesn't want authorities to be there. Like, he's, as far as everybody's concerned, he's just not in there, right? He's probably just not answering the doggone door.
Pee in the toilet.
Pee in the damn toilet.
That's all.
Just pee in the toilet. You know what? Maybe he wasn't paying the water bill, so the water got shut off. So he couldn't flush the toilet.
He was not paying the water bill.
Pour your urine-filled beer cans outside.
Jesus.
Something.
That's kind of tough, too. In a can.
Right? Yeah. For us, it is, Ted. Not for him. It was easy for him.
Yeah.
For us,
dropped it right in there.
It's a hard thing to do.
I can fathom. You got, like, look, I'm not going to lie. There's two empty soda cans sitting next to my bed right now. Because soda waters. So yeah. I didn't throw them out. But I still get up to use a bathroom to pee.
No, man. Yeah, you ain't living.
Can't be bothered.
Man, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, time to go. No, man, just roll over, grab one of the cans. You're good to go. But just in case those stories have to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to New York, where one feline's life just got a whole lot better. Local authorities got a call from a resident about a possible animal in distress after they heard cries for help from a kitten that had managed to get itself stuck in a storm drain.
How do they know it was saying help?
That's fair.
Maybe you heard it screaming. You cannot necessarily identify.
Help.
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 Or maybe he's like, whatever you do, don't rescue me.
Go away.
Leave me alone.
I'm happy here. I'm doing great. I just want you to know how good I'm doing.
Crews arrived on the scene and were able to safely extract the animal from its confines. But the next question was, what to do with the small cat? The resident that made the call stepped up and decided to house the kitten following the rescue, which is where our little friend is now adjusting to a new life.
Yeah, most of the time that's how that happens.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
The animal finds you.
My wife is waiting for this opportunity. She is waiting for the cat distribution system to drop off her blue-eyed kitten on our doorstep.
You don't have a choice, yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Unfortunately, no, you don't. One of these days, all of a sudden, it's going to show up. She's going to say, it was out back. And I know she's lying.
That's
I know
that her mom took a receipt for it.
Right. I know that her mom took her to the Humane Society.
Ticked off when the rat that hangs out in my yard died. It was hit by a car. I was like, oh, no, my guy. He's my guy. Like, I know where he lives. He's got a hole. I'd throw him Cheetos and stuff.
My guy. Yeah, no.
Seriously.
Men's Room Sports, what in the world are the Mariners doing? On Friday, I came in all bellyaching about a missed opportunity in a series against the Yankees in which New York swept the Mariners in spite of a 5-0 lead in the eighth for the final game. But just as I'm about ready to burn my Mariners out, our boys go into Detroit, home of the Tigers, who proudly tout the best record in the league this season, and the Mariners got a sweep of their own.
Mm-hmm.
They took all three. The Mariners now sit just 5 games back of first place, 5 games back of the first place Houston Astros, for the division and have a 1.5 game cushion for the last spot in the wild card race. The All-Star break is currently underway, giving the Mariners a little time to recuperate before they start back up on Friday, where they will host aforementioned Astros. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, the Home Run Derby, as Ted said, is currently underway over on ESPN. You've also got Summer League Basketball over on ESPNU and NBA Network. As far as your weather, looking clear skies tonight with a low right of about 60 degrees. Tomorrow should be another lovely sunny 85-degree day. And that is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the evening. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.